Later this month, Richard Goyder stands down as the Managing Director of Wesfarmers, the country's largest private employer of 220,000 Australians. It's a job he's held for 12 years, in charge of a business with 500,000 shareholders and tentacles into just about every facet of our lives, from supermarkets and department stores to office supplies and home improvements. He's in Canberra today to give a National Press Club address, and he joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Goyder.
Morning, Sarah.
You're leaving at a time when it's like swimming through treacle to pass major policy changes through the federal parliament. How worried are you by the impasse that often happens now?
Well, that's in a sense why I'm doing this speech today, which is, again, to make the point that I have through my career that a growing economy and a healthy private sector is important to the foundation of a cohesive and vibrant society. And I guess I just, you know, want people to realise that it is important that reform happens, that economic policies support, you know, a really vibrant and growing private sector, so that the community benefits from that through employment and all the things that come from that, education, health, and those things. And it's a challenging political environment. I guess it has been for a while, and you know, I'll keep making the point.
The government's corporate tax plan, I guess, is an example of this impasse. There is a pathway for a tax cut to 25% for businesses with a turnover under $50 million, but big business stays at 30 cents in the dollar. How will that end for Australia?
Well, I just don't understand why there'd be any difference. So, you know, business is business, small and large. Companies like Wesfarmers started their life as a small company. We started with three people and £1,000. And I don't understand why an employee at a Coles supermarket is any less valuable than an employee in a corner store. So we need to have a competitive tax system. That'll mean that businesses like ours and small can invest, take risk, employ people, innovate. So, you know, there's no sense in having a different tax system. We just need, as a country, to have a competitive tax system.
At a time when some groups argue that the minimum wage is inadequate and when many Australians haven't had a pay rise for years while power bills keep going up, what do you say to them about why companies should get a tax cut?
Well, actually, a lot of those people are our employees, Sarah. You know, as you said earlier, we're a large employer, 223,000 people, and a lot of them are in retail. We care a lot about those people. We pay above award rates, and it is important that wage rates increase. Wage rates will increase as productivity improves in this country and as businesses make more profit. Lower tax rates are a part of that. And so, you know, what I'd argue today is you can't remove the two. You can't say, let's pay people more but not have a more productive private sector.
Business likes certainty, and there's still no certainty on the horizon or bipartisanship over carbon pricing or an emissions reduction plan. Can you see a way through this?
I think business is leading on that like it is on other things, Sabra. So, you know, I know within Wesfarmers and now within other businesses that I'm involved in or becoming involved in, that we're applying our own charge carbon price, if you like, in as we look at projects, capital projects going forward. And, you know, because it makes a lot of sense, we've done a lot of things to reduce our energy intensity and energy usage. So, you know, I actually think on some things like that, business leads and will lead, and that's important.
Business is leading where politics can't. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, and I think that is the case. You know, it is a difficult political environment, not just in Australia, you know, around the world at the moment. And I think business has to engage really, really strongly with society and with what society wants and needs. And emissions are part of that. The environment's part of that, as is, you know, one of the things I'm really proud about in my time as leading Wesfarmers is we now employ close to 4,300 Indigenous Australians. And, you know, just by getting on with things, we're making a difference.
Business and politicians have had a bit of a tetchy year. Politicians pointedly telling corporate Australia to stay out of, for example, the same-sex marriage debate. You signed a letter of support and government MPs ended up berating some business leaders for doing that. How did you feel about that?
Well, I think there are some things that business should speak out on and engage in. And as a large employer, and as you said, we've got more than 500,000 shareholders as well, And an employer that isn't able to in any way differentiate with people we employ. And so I think it was important that I spoke up about it, and I have a strong personal view about it. And I'm very happy that Wesfarmers is aligned with the Yes case on marriage equality, because I think it's fair, it makes sense, and removes the discrimination that, as I say, we're not allowed to discriminate in any way with the way we employ people, and I don't think society should be as well.
You've had a tough job, but you seem to be ending it well adjusted and in pretty good health. How have you managed to do that?
I've got great relationships outside work. I've been very fortunate to have terrific people to work with. And Wesfarmers is an extraordinary company. We've had terrific boards. And one thing, Sabra, that I think has been really important is the boards that I've worked under have all taken a long-term view. They've accepted mistakes happen, and they do, and I've made my share of them. But they've been prepared to look through cycles, look through mistakes, so that we learn from that. And that provides, a really terrific foundation on which to do the job.
Mr. Goyder, thank you very much for talking to AM this morning.
Thanks very much.